This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a podcast from Joy's jazz show, Bent Notes. Tune in live each Sunday night at joy.org.au.
My very special guest tonight on Bent Notes is a musician who knew she wanted to follow a musical path when she was attending St Kilda Primary School. Her time at Elwood College reinforced and developed this aspiration to the degree that Lillian Albazi forged on to achieve her Bachelor of Music degree, specialising in jazz performance at the Sir Zalman Cowan School of Music at Monash University. It is my pleasure to bid a very warm Bent Notes welcome to Lillian Albazi. Welcome, Lillian.
Hi, David. Hi, Corey. Thank you so much for having me tonight.
It's a real pleasure to have you on, Lillian. Now, when you were at St Kilda Primary School, you knew you wanted to be a musician. What was it that inspired you to that decision at such a young age?
I'm not sure. I think I always have gravitated towards music. It's the only thing I'm really good at. I can't do maths. I'm not very good at geography. I do love travelling though. Music just seemed to be the one thing that clicked from a very young age. I did violin when I was in primary school. I went through about 8 years of violin playing and I really loved it. As I said, it just clicked and I just understood it, and then went on to Elwood College, which you said my secondary studies, and switched to singing. Decided at about year nine that I wanted to switch to singing from violin. And
was that a difficult decision to make?
No, it wasn't. I'm not sure if it should have been, but no, it was. It felt very natural to me. I kind of felt like I'd done all I could on violin, and you know, artistically had given all I could to that instrument at the time. And you know, I was putting on in high school, as you do, you start exploring a more wider kind of genre and circle of music. And I discovered, you know, the Ella and Louis albums and Nancy Wilson and Billie Holiday, as you do, and your kind of musical sphere opens up. And I was really excited by that. I was excited about those records and that sound of jazz. And I really gravitated towards that and wanted to move towards that. So no, I don't think it was. It wasn't a difficult decision. It just felt like a very natural progression in my career.
Was there music in your family background that led you in the musical direction?
I am the only musician in my family. I did have a great grandmother who was a mezzo-soprano. My grandmother played violin at school, but I'm the only standing musician at the moment, yeah.
That's a big thing to make that decision and then move down that path. But obviously, you must have enjoyed the violin to stay with it for 8 years.
Yeah, I did. I did. I very much enjoyed it. I was in primary school, so it was, you know, you have a focus when you're a younger music student on fun and enjoying yourself and self-expression and creative expression when you're a young child. And I think I just enjoyed that release and also playing in ensembles. And I've kind of carried that through with me to now.
I read that you had played the lead role in Oklahoma back in 2009. That would have been early on in your singing career. Was that a thrill to be able to do that?
Yes, Eric, my musical days on radio. Yeah, I did get the lead role in Oklahoma in year nine. I was pretty ecstatic about it. I felt like it was my big break. Yeah, it was a really great experience. Yeah, As I said, after that, I kind of moved towards jazz, but I look back really fondly on that time, and I got to cut my teeth on stage for the first time and learn about lighting and, you know, stage design and all of that sort of stuff that goes along with being, you know, a performer and a musician.
But it was still the music that kept your attention.
Yeah.
Did your time at Monash University go too quickly? Because it's only a couple of years and then you're out in the field. And what was the most enjoyable part of studying your degree in jazz performance?
Looking back on that, yeah, it went very quickly. At the time, it doesn't feel like it's going very quickly at all, because you spend so much time in the practice room concentrating on, you know, one piece for a few weeks and everything. So at the time, it felt like it went at a nice pace. But looking back on it, definitely it went very quickly. I think my favourite thing looking back on my tertiary studies at Monash is the people that I met and the relationships that I formed at that school. You know, they're some of my closest friendships, with both colleagues and friends, and I think that is such a valuable thing as a musician, you know, after only doing 3 years, 3.5 years of that course, you enter the music industry with this real subculture and sub-community, which is all people who are, you know, round about your age and your peers. And I think that's so special because definitely my cohort, we've all, it seems like we've kind of grown up together and we're growing and expanding on our music careers together. So yeah, I think that that's the thing I really take out of it, as well as some mentors and teachers who I've carried relationships from that tertiary degree to now. Yeah.
And that is the important thing, is the relationships with people, the people you learn from, the people you teach, the people you just enjoy life with and share such great things as music. I think we should have a listen to one of the pieces from your album. The album's called After Image. We'll have a chat about it shortly. The piece is called Comes Love. It features Cade Brown. Why is this piece on the album?
Because we wanted a swinger and we love playing that song and it swings hard and it's a good vibe on the gig, on the bandstand, and audiences love it and we love playing it. So, of course, it would definitely have a spot on the album.
My guest on Bent Notes is jazz vocalist Lillian Mbazi. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
Comes a rainstorm, put the gumboots on your feet. Comes a snowstorm, you can get a little heat. Comes love, nothing can be done.
You are listening to a podcast from Bent Notes. Find more podcasts and show blogs at joy.org.au.
You're listening to Bent Notes on Joy 94.9, where my guest is jazz vocalist Lillian Mbazi. Lillian, an album of 6 pieces, including Comes Love, as we just heard. How did you know it was time for a debut album? And once you made that decision, how do you decide what tunes to include or exclude? There's just so much choice.
Good question. I've been playing gigs with this quintet since 2016. We played at the Melbourne International Jazz Festival as part of the Jazz Out West series. And since then, we've had the opportunity of playing all around Australia, which has been really amazing. And one day an audience member came up to me and they said, "Hey, so when's the album coming out?" And I went, that's a good idea. And again, speaking of natural progressions before, when we were talking about moving from violin to voice, it definitely felt like a natural progression in my career and the next step and something that I wanted to do. So we recorded this album at the end of 2019 with Miles Mumford at Rolling Stock Recording Studios, and of course coronavirus hit, but it was a good opportunity for me to knuckle down and do all the post-production on the album. In terms of choosing track listings, I think there's a lot to say in that. I took into consideration pieces that would not only allow, you know, my singing to shine and take center stage, but also songs that would allow every musician in my band to be featured and allow them to shine, because they're all such amazing musicians and such proficient musicians. So that being said, arrangements of songs that I think are the strongest, but also some things I've put in there that are, on a personal note, very important to me. And yeah, I think that's what I was thinking when I put all those songs on the album. Yeah.
You Don't Know What Love Is, combined with Lullaby of Birdland, Gentle Rain, My Funny Valentine featuring Tony Gould, I reckon we might have listened to that shortly, Comes Love featuring Cade Brown, Cherokee and Autoluminescent. What a brilliant choice to put those 6 together, showing off, I suppose, various aspects of your skills. Do you have a word to describe the band that also you show off on the album?
They are amazing. I'm not sure if I could fit it all into a word. They are truly wonderful human beings, great friends, great supporters of my music. I am such a fan of their music and in awe, as I said, of their musicianship and skill. So I'm not sure if I could peg it down to a word, but awesome would be probably as close as I'd get.
I think awesome is a great word. Now, you're launching the album next Saturday night at the Jazz Lab and then going on tour. Are you looking forward to this experience?
I'm so looking forward to tour. I haven't been on a plane in 2 years or something. And, yeah, it's going to be wonderful being at the Jazz Lab next Saturday. I'm really looking forward to getting out on the road and having that amazing transaction of energy that you get from live shows, which is just not matched by any sort of live stream that you can do online.
No, you
which
cannot
we all
beat
have
that,
been doing.
You cannot beat that live audience interaction, can you?
No.
What are we going to see at the gig next week, the launch gig?
You're going to see my friends and I on stage having a great time and celebrating this album and celebrating our wonderful and diverse local jazz community and just celebrating being able to be in a room together and making wonderful music.
Sounds fantastic, Lillian. The tour is Brisbane, Tasmania, National Press Club in the ACT. You're really getting round. The Music Lounge at Merrigong Theatre in New South Wales. Molly in the ACT. The 1910 in South Australia. You're everywhere.
Yes.
What a way to go.
Indeed.
Lillian, you have a website, lillianalbazi.com. You're on Bandcamp. And, of course, we can check out jazzlab.club for all the details and tickets to the launch next Saturday night at the Jazz Lab. Kicks off at 7:30. Bound to be a fantastic night. Thank you so much for chatting with me tonight on Bent Notes.
Thank you so much for having me, David.
A pleasure. Best wishes to you for an amazing launch event next week and for a fabulous tour. And I'm looking forward to certainly to sharing some more of the pieces off the album here on Bent Notes over coming weeks. I think we might kick that off and have a listen to My Funny Valentine. Now, this features Tony Gould.
He was one of my lecturers at uni, my tertiary degree. He's such a champion for vocalists in the Melbourne jazz scene, especially young and upcoming vocalists. He was an amazing mentor at university. And when I graduated uni, I always wanted to collaborate with him. We stayed in touch and, you know, shared resources and shared ideas about the jazz scene. Yeah, I asked him to play at the Recital Centre. We got a gig at the Melbourne Recital Centre at the Salon, and he said yes. And then I sent him an email one day and I said, hey, Tony, we're recording an album. Will you play a tune with the riffraff? And he said, of course I will. I feel very privileged to have him on this album, and it's a beautiful standard, and I think Tony has such an amazing concept of harmony. My Funny Valentine just seems like the perfect song to do a duet with him.
And the perfect song to end our time together tonight. Thank you, Lillian, again, and every best wish for the launch and the following tour.
Thank you so much, David. Thanks for having me on Bent Notes tonight.
My guest on Bent Notes has been jazz vocalist Lillian Albazi. You're listening to Joy 94.9, and this is My Funny Valentine,
sweet,
featuring Tony Gould.
Comic Valentine, you make me smile with my eye.
You've been listening to a podcast from Bent Notes. Join us live each Sunday night on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.